The Eucharist is so incredibly rich and powerful that there are a number of different ways to extend its power in our lives from the Mass, the principal way that we experience it. Two particularly that are revealed by the Soul in Purgatory in the book, The Unpublished Manuscript on Purgatory. We're going to get into that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Welcome to day 20 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady Star of the Sea, the preferred title, the favorite title of the Souls in Purgatory for the Blessed Mother. If you are late in joining, it doesn't matter. The Souls in Purgatory do not care. They want your help. Beggars can't be choosers, and they are the greatest beggars in the universe. So please join in this consecration that will finish on Holy Saturday, a most appropriate day, the day that Jesus went down to empty purgatory as it was back then. We will consecrate ourselves to the Blessed Mother on that most beautiful day. Let's get into today's reading. You should practice perpetual adoration in your heart at all times, not only when you go to chapel. You must also accustom yourself to make frequent spiritual communions. You will derive abundant and most salutary fruits from this, provided that you dispose yourself properly. Many of you have heard of spiritual communions. During COVID, unfortunately, it was something that we have to practice. For those of you that know about it, perhaps this is a reminder to do it again or to tell others that don't know about it. For those of you that do not know what it is, in the scriptures, we see that Jesus could heal physically when he was present, but not only that, he could heal at a distance, even when he wasn't there. Therefore, the Eucharist, which is Jesus's presence here on earth, we can receive grace from it, obviously, when we go to Mass, when we're physically present, and that's the ideal. But also, at a distance, that is powerful. At times when we have already gone to Mass, or when we're not able to. Here is a prayer by St. Alphonsus Liguori for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and I unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. And there are many other similar prayers of spiritual communion that I encourage you to say. Choose one that you feel that the Holy Spirit has guided you to and pray it frequently. There was a mystic, I forget where it is, that was shown a vision that her physical and sacramental communions were shown to her as having the value of gold, and her spiritual communions were shown to her as having the value of silver. Both valuable, obviously one more than the other, but encouraging her not to stop doing spiritual communions, that they were having, as the Soul in Purgatory says, an incredible value in her life. And for those of you that are part of the Flame of Love movement, we are encouraged on one particular day to receive spiritual communions, saying that prayer, and receiving Jesus spiritually into our hearts for each and every one of our members. Imagine those family members of yours that don't go to Mass ever. Maybe they will never go. You can receive on their behalf for their conversion, for their salvation, for their healing. Now about perpetual adoration. Some of you do not even have a perpetual adoration chapel near you. What is this for those of you that do not know? Now, in the Catholic tradition, there are typically two ways to reserve the Blessed Sacrament. The most common is in a tabernacle where it's closed. We can see the tabernacle and we know that Jesus is there because there is a candle lit to symbolize his presence. We can pray before the Blessed Sacrament in a tabernacle, and that is a type of adoration. Sometime in the Middle Ages, God inspired people, God inspired the church to have perpetual exposed adoration, where the Blessed Sacrament is placed in a monstrance, which means to show, and we can pray before Jesus, seeing him in the Blessed Sacrament. Some places will have this type of adoration 24/7, and we call that perpetual. Now, this is actually extremely biblical, because when Moses and some of those that were following him were up in the mountain in Sinai, they had this incredible vision of God. And it says something like this, and I'm paraphrasing. They essentially were eating in the presence of God and adoring, and it was not consumed. So the presence of God had that twofold trait that they could eat it, but since it was not consumed, they could continuously adore it. The Eucharist has that similar trait. We can eat it, but it is so powerful that we can also continue adoring his presence. Ideally, we do perpetual adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament, either in the tabernacle or exposed in adoration. However, the soul is suggesting, just as we do spiritual communions, we do perpetual adoration in our hearts. How do we do this? It's the practice of the presence of God. A constant theme that the soul in purgatory reveals to this nun is to always have Jesus' presence before her, to always have God in our minds, to never leave him. In fact, that this grieves God. Whenever we stop thinking about God, he loves us so much that it grieves him. He does not want us to stop thinking about him. He loves us this much, and he wants us to love him in return in this way. How can we imagine Jesus before us? Obviously, we can imagine God as this beautiful light. We can imagine Jesus as we might see him in real life. Or we can imagine the Blessed Sacrament present before us at all times. Practice this for a day. See for yourself the fruits in your life. You will see them, and when you see them, continue this practice so that you can be transformed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow in day 21.